Good day. This is Paige Estrie-Torre on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap, your trusted source of the latest industry developments. Today is Monday, December 1st, 2025. Let's get straight into our news stories. Firstly, we turn our attention to CHU, Australia's largest strata insurance underwriting agency, which just last week launched its latest State of the Strata Market report. Offering some insightful nuggets, the report indicated that strata insurance premiums have increased only modestly. A slight uptick of 2.8% brought annual premiums to $981 per lot. This restrained growth contrasts the surging cost of standalone house insurance, with a significant hike of 14%, largely influenced by climate risks. It's becoming increasingly obvious that affordability will continue to play a major role in the strata sector's trajectory. On the radar are key reviews and regulatory changes, mainly in New South Wales, Western Australia, and the ACT. Topics of interest circle around transparency, consumer protection, and maintaining professional standards. While it's clear these are critical areas of focus, we're also seeing a shift in spotlight to the emerging risks. Unplanned challenges to the industry include building defects and the controversial issue of combustible cladding. Plus, lithium-ion battery fires are now on the rise, further compounding the complexity in this sector. It's a fast-moving landscape to navigate, but Kimberly Johnson, CHU's CEO, pushes forth a positive narrative. She underscores the strata sector's expanding function in molding urban living across Australia. So there you have it. From strata industry trends to climate resilience and regulatory compliance, we've discussed the dominant themes this week. It seems that stability, adaptation, and forward thinking will define the strata insurance market's future. For more insights and stories in the Australian insurance industry, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. That's all for today's weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estrie-Torre. Thank you for listening.